Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Amen. Well, today I was thinking of what we're going to put together to minister, and what came to my heart is belief. Because a lot of people don't know Jesus is risen. A lot of people don't know Jesus exists. It's a matter of belief, what you believe and what you don't believe. The title of today's message is, I Believe. Now, you can do what you want to do, and most of you I know are believers, but out in the world, there's a lot of people that choose not to believe. Choose. It's a choice. Your third grade teacher told you that the first president of the United States was George Washington, and your first grade teacher told you that. You don't know any Washingtons. You don't know George Washington's family. It's very improbable any of us know his family. But we believe, and if anybody asked us on a test who the first president of the United States, if I asked you right now who the first president of the United States was, you'd throw your hand up and say, oh, it was George Washington. You wouldn't even doubt it because you believe it. And the only proof you have is somebody told you. You saw it in a book. You don't have any other proof than that. You can believe whatever you want to believe. You can believe that Jesus is real, or you can believe he's not. But if you believe he's real, all the benefits of heaven and eternity will be yours. That's an important decision you have to make. Now, I've made my decision. As for me and my house, we believe. Now, this belief thing, I want to read. Too often, intelligent people, academicians, college people, smart people, educated people. So much education that sometimes, like Bible says, professing themselves wise, they became what? Professing themselves become wise. Because when you get smarter than God, you are dumb. Because you're dumb enough to think you're smarter than God. Pastor Butler used to tell us, you know, we're so weak, we couldn't heal a gnat's wing with super glue. So who are we? What is man's whole life but just a vapor that appears for a while and quickly passes away? Who are we that we should say we even, God should know us, or that we should get to know him? That's how far above us he is. He is God, and we have to believe in him. But educated people, intelligent people, they've been deceived into thinking that the only things that are real are things that they can sense with their five senses, what they can hear, what they can smell, what they can taste, what they can touch. These are the only things they say are real. But there's a lot of things that are real. Let me ask you a question. Can you see gravity? Have you ever smelt gravity? Can you touch gravity? What does gravity taste like? Can you hear gravity? I wonder if there's any gravity. According to people who say only what I see is the only thing I can believe or establish as real, and anything outside of science, outside of empirical sensory knowledge does not exist, according to them, gravity doesn't exist, but according to them, gravity does exist too. And gravity is like this. I say very often, if you go to the top of this building, which is maybe 50, 60 feet tall, and you jump off, before you hit the ground, you would discover gravity and you'll be a believer. If you wait till you fall into the ground and start believing in gravity, it's probably too late. See, God is like that. Gravity is a force, and God is a force. God, the Hebrew and Greek word, has the connotation of pneuma in the Greek, meaning spirit. Force, it's alive. But you can't touch, taste, see, spirit. You can't do that to spirit, no more than you do that to gravity. But gravity is real, and the spiritual realm is real, and God is real. And if you believe in him, you get the benefit. Now, some people are going to wait until they're facing hellfire in the afterlife, and then they're going to, just like a person jumps off the building, then they're going to try and be a believer. And I know they will, because the Bible says, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Everybody's going to do it. The rankest sinner on the planet is going to fall on his knees in eternity and say, Jesus, you're Lord, you're Lord. But it's going to be too late, just like the man falling off this building. I believe in gravity, I believe. Splat. A little too late to believe. Like the people who believe in Noah's day, when Noah was building the ark for 100-some years, he's hammering and nailing. What you doing, Noah? Crazy old, what you doing? Building an ark. An ark? What's an ark? It's a big ship for what? Rain. What's rain? I don't know what rain is either. But I'm building. Oh, man, Noah is crazy. He walking by stuff he don't see. He hearing voices. I ain't heard no voice. That doesn't exist. Rain doesn't exist. You don't need a boat. But just as in the days of Noah, shall it be in the days when Jesus returns. People will be eating and drinking and walking around in their own educated knowledge, being stuck by what they see. Satan would love nothing more than for you to be blind of the spirit realm, because God is spirit and you are a spirit. And if you're blind to that, you're stuck in the natural. And the natural man should not see God. Only the man who can believe by faith that God is, and that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So the person is stuck with the smell, the touch, the taste, the hearing. I guess they don't believe in love either, because you can't do that to love. You might think you see love, you see the effects of it. You don't see love. And what you see may not be love. That's why you can't see it. I've seen people in this congregation years ago date one another. They date and might kiss each other, see them holding hands. Oh, that's love. Then next thing you see them with somebody else doing that. Or they get married because they got married in love, and something they're doing is failing, but the love I know doesn't fail. So it must not really be love. It was a mutual attraction or something like that. But you can't. You see the effects of what you think is love, but can you really see love? Can you look, and when you see what you think love is, you know that's love? You don't know that. You can't see love. You can't see gravity. But we all admit these things are real. Listen to the idiocy of an educated scientist who says the only way to establish something is real is empirical evidence. That's crazy. You can believe, although you have not seen. And you must believe, although you have not seen, to enter the kingdom of God, because through belief do we come to know him. Through belief we come to know him. You don't come to know him then believe in him. He's not going to reveal. When he parts the sky, it's too late for you. When you see the evidence of, wow, there he is, really up there. Too late. Boop, we're gone. Twinkling an eye. You'll be left behind. You got to believe today. Carl Sagan, the great astronomer, said, absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Say that again. Absence of evidence. There's no evidence to prove this thing. But absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Say it another way for you. In other words, absence of evidence is not evidence of non-existence. Absence of evidence is not evidence of non-existence. Just because I don't have the evidence doesn't mean it exists. At one time, science proved the world was flat. At any time, was the world ever flat? It never was flat, but they had proof it was flat. They taught in school, they believed it was flat. Science thinks they prove, or they teach us a proof, that man came from a gorilla, a chimpanzee, an amoeba, and all these kind of things. And like I said, I know some of y'all got relatives that look Cro-Magnon, but that don't mean we came from there, okay? There is something called a missing link, because it's not present, it's absent. But yet in school, they would teach your kid, this is how man evolved. That doesn't sound very scientific to me, to people who say they must have evidence and proof before they will prove or teach something as a fact. But evolution is taught as a fact all the time. Matter of fact, they fight with creationists saying, that's crazy. This is science. You're the one said the link is missing, not me. You said the link is missing. How can you have missing? They no longer call it the theory of evolution. They call it evolution. And they begin to start off, man evolved. Let me show you the National Geographic special and the History Channel special, how man evolved. And you know what? People just believe it, but there's not one fact. You came from a monkey. As a matter of fact, there's scientific evidence saying now they do DNA and genetic testing that we could not have come from another species. So science is evidence we did and evidence we didn't. Science tells us, I remember when I was a kid, didn't they tell us it was 8 planets? Was 8 or 9? When we were young, it was 9 planets, and they found out, no, there's only 8. The other one's just a ball of ice. Pluto's a ball of ice. Then they said, oh, no, I'm sorry, we got a better telescope. There's some more. Who knows? So why pretend like we know? We just believe that one time it was 8, but it never was just 8. Now I think we believe there's 1 or 2 more. How many, can you see the ends of the universe? The limitation of science is the fact it requires empirical evidence. That's the limitation of it. You can only believe what you can see, but it may be there because absence of evidence does not mean a lack of existence. Science cannot prove God doesn't exist. When I get in a debate about somebody spiritual, I cut their legs right off because they throw you in the defensive. Prove to me God exists, I'll believe it. I said, you prove to me he doesn't, and I'll stop believing. Let's play it that way. Since I know millions of people to believe, and I have a history, and I believe, and I know, why don't you prove to me he doesn't exist? Matter of fact, I'll do you one better. Prove to yourself he doesn't exist. Talk yourself into he doesn't exist. You're hoping he doesn't exist by the way you live. You're hoping he doesn't exist. And I'll be just assuredly letting them know God is real, whether you believe it or not. Gravity is real, whether you believe it or not. The earth has always been round, whether you believe it or not. There's more than the planets they count, whether you believe it or not. That's a big universe, not many more planets in our solar system. But if you're limited by what you can see and you say whatever I can't see, touch, taste, smell, feel, or hear doesn't exist, you are limited. And you will never know God like that. But you can know him after you believe in him. And this is the important part today. I believe, but tell you the truth, I know. Back in the 80s when I came into the Word and I'd watch Oral Roberts or Kenneth Copeland or watch somebody on TV or Hagin or somebody, I'd look, I'd say, man, you know, these guys, I know God. I mean, I love God, and I'm a believer. I confess Jesus Lord, but it's something about that pastor, that minister, you know what I'm saying? They just got a little something. You know, you ever look something, some of y'all, I hope, look at me sometimes, say, well, Pastor could look like he's sure of that. He looked like he's fixed in it. I didn't start there. And God told me once in prayer, he said, they know me, and you believe in me. And I couldn't get to know him until I believed in him.
Hello, friends and partners. I want to make you aware of an urgent need and ask for your help. For months now, it's been progressively difficult to bear the financial load of this broadcast without your assistance. I want you to honestly consider the value of this program to you and your family and give generously today to help the Positive Change broadcast remain on your station. If you have a church that you attend regularly, your tithe belongs there. But if the Positive Change broadcast is the storehouse where you receive the majority of your spiritual teaching, please consider paying your tithe into this ministry until you find a home church. Also, if you have a church and you've been receiving the Word of God in the mornings from this broadcast, give your best offering today so the Positive Change broadcast can continue being available to you in the mornings when you get ready for your day or on your commute to work. The Positive Change broadcast has been available on this station for 6 years, but I need you to give online today at joyfaith.com and pay your tithe and or give a generous offering so we can continue sharing our mornings. I believe your generous seed sown into this good soil will reap a mighty harvest. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that each person whom this ministry has blessed will bless this ministry today. I thank you that as they sow generously into the good soil, that each one of them will reap a continual harvest. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm looking forward to hearing from you online at joyfaith.com today. It's the most convenient way to give. You can give by debit, credit, or online check. So log on to joyfaith.com today so the Positive Change broadcast can continue on this station. Be blessed and have an awesome day.
Thank you for helping me make a positive change in the lives of the listeners in your area. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator